Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The Clatsop Economic Development Resources Organization, also known as CEDAR, along with the Port of Astoria, have been working with American regional airline Seaport Air, based in Portland, Oregon, to provide air service to the Oregon coast, which began last year. Seaport Airlines has been flying several flights a day between Portland and Newport and between Portland and Astoria. In order to keep air service sustainable and available to the north coast of Oregon, the airline has been adjusting schedules, airplanes, and considering a host of community requests and needs. Today, I have Seaport Airlines President Rob McKinney on the line to talk to us about some of the new changes, which he views as positive for residents.
Thank you so much for having me today, Donna. It's great to join you.
Well, good. I'm so glad. And these changes that are positive for the residents and visitors here are also positive for Seaport Air because we know you need to be sustainable.
Oh, absolutely. We are very excited, and we're so appreciative of specifically the CEDAR group and the residents have taken such an interest in making sure the air service is sustainable long-term for their community.
We really do need it, especially with our bicentennial next year. People will be looking to come to the Oregon coast in a whole variety of different ways. But before we start talking about the airline, let's talk a little bit about Rob McKinney. Rob, please tell us about yourself.
Sure thing. I grew up in a real small town in northern Indiana. So I've always had a special fondness and attachment to small communities, rural America, if you will. And that's kind of where I found myself in the position I am, where I'm not never sought out working for the large legacy carriers, but I found myself in a position where I can actually serve small communities to make sure that they have air transportation access to the rest of the national transportation grid. I started out life as a pilot and flew several small charter companies. I flew rich people around in Learjets for a while and realized that I just wasn't able to contribute the way I would like. So I put myself back through school and started on a management track. And so now here I am where I actually get to still fly on occasion, but mostly run the company so that we're everywhere we need to be to provide the best service that we possibly can to the north coast of Oregon.
Let's talk about Seaport in general. Seaport Airlines actually has a hub in Portland and a hub in Memphis. You serve the Mid-South and you serve the Portland, the Pacific Northwest, and the Mid-South. And you're actually in Juneau today, are you not?
I am indeed. And we actually have a hub here. It's under a different brand called Wings of Alaska, but it's all owned by the same parent company. And so Seaport actually has 184 employees in four different time zones. So it's we're a pretty far-flung company for the actual personal look and feel and touch that we're able to provide for the communities that we serve.
And now you're in Juneau, and I think that you told me before we went on the air that you had to wear a jacket for the 4th of July fireworks display.
I did. It's the first time in my life. I've been lots of places, but I've never had had to wear a coat and be kind of shivering on the 4th of July. It peaked at 42 degrees yesterday, and by the time the fireworks go off, which the sun doesn't set up here this time of year until 10:30 at night, so they don't hold the fireworks till midnight, so it was pretty chilly.
Okay, well, we're supposed to have warmer temperatures here this week, and perhaps it'll be that way in Alaska as well. Seaport Airlines has been in existence as a company for how long, Rob?
Seaport Airlines, the brand, has been in existence since June of 2008. The actual air carrier that Seaport Airlines purchased, where I am now here in Juneau, has been in existence providing service to Southeast Alaska since 1982.
And when you first decided to provide air service to the coast of Oregon, what were your concerns? Because we've had air service here in the past, and sometimes it seemed to be working and other times not. And so what kinds of things did you need to consider, and how did you wind up working with CEDAR and the port about establishing air service here?
Well, the obvious concerns are that the community had gone without air service for nearly a decade. And whenever people get accustomed to not having air service, then there's a period of time to get people used to, oh, I can get in an airplane now and I don't have to drive all the way there. And the other consideration, obviously, is just the relative proximity of the North Coast to Portland. So, you know, sometimes people have to weigh, should I just get in the car or fly? And they don't, having not tried how convenient and economical flying is, sometimes they make the choice just out of habit. So those two things are what we're still trying to overcome, but we're very confident that once people give Seaport a try the first time that they'll be hooked.
Well, I have, and I thought it was incredible. I actually flew to Portland for business meetings. It was incredibly relaxed. You bill yourself as a no TSA or a TSA-free airline, which means you can show up a few minutes before you get on the plane and you don't take your shoes off, and it's very friendly. You do really feel like you're having a charter flight experience, which is terrific. And then I took the MAX from the Portland airport to my meeting, came back, and I was very, very relaxed. I guess people don't realize that driving in traffic is very stressful. And certainly also when people are flying from the North Coast, they're flying back east, they're flying anywhere else, and they're going to park their car, stay overnight. It's much more economical to fly Seaport Air and then just, leave from Portland.
Oh, absolutely. If you put any kind of value to time, and then if you add in the parking and the cost of gas, that, you really put the numbers on what the actual cost of a trip to Portland is, then our fares become very affordable. And the time that you save is phenomenal.
And now that you've been in operation for over a year, I know that the ridership in Newport is going well, but you don't have the ridership that you need here from the North Coast, from the Astoria Airport, which, by the way, is a fabulous airport. Let's talk about the Astoria Airport for those people who aren't familiar with the fact that we actually do have a terrific airport here in Astoria.
Oh, absolutely. The terminal in Astoria is absolutely beautiful. There's a rental car available right on site. There's a Hertz concession right inside the store for people who are inbound. It's a beautiful furniture inside there. Make sure if you go out to the airport, say hi to Deborah Edwards, our station manager out there. She's just fabulous as well. And the best part about it is free parking.
Right. I know that. I love that. And you know what? I love the view. The view from the Astoria Airport back to Astoria with the column standing sentry over the town. I think that's one of the best vistas that you can find of our town is from the Astoria Airport.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I've traveled, obviously, to every station that we serve, and Astoria is very fortunate from the absolute beauty that you can sit there and enjoy just from right inside your own airline terminal.
You've done some marketing to try to let citizens know. Obviously, businesses very much want to have air service to this area. It's really important. And I was just on the Chamber of Commerce website this morning, and it talks about, how do you get here? And having air service is very important. However, you just haven't had the ridership that you need here. So now you are doing some new things so that you can be sustainable and so that we can continue to have air service. Because if we don't become sustainable here on the North Coast, then our air service with you will go away in March of next year. So what are the things that you are doing to try to encourage people to fly Seaport Air?
We're doing a variety of things, and it's very exciting times, and I'm hoping have people give us a shot. The first thing and the biggest thing is that we're finalizing an interline baggage and ticketing agreement with U.S. Airways. And for those of your listeners who are not familiar, what that actually means to them is that they'll be able to buy a single ticket from the Astoria Airport, go to Portland, and then connect anywhere that U.S. Airways flies on a single ticket. They'll be able to check their bag in Astoria, and it'll be taken through and delivered to them at their destination just as if it was, any other airline they're checking in that they might be used to. This also will allow better connectivity when people shop for our tickets on online travel agencies like Expedia.com. Instead of just seeing that the routes that Seaport flies, you'll be able to click from Astoria to anywhere U.S. Airways flies.
Because before, people would have to get on the plane, they check their luggage with you to Portland, and then they have to get off and then take their luggage with them to go to, wherever else they're flying, the next airline, whether they're flying to Seattle or wherever else.
Correct. And they'll still be flown into Seaport Airlines' private terminal, so we still will shuttle them effortlessly to the main terminal. But that's no different than if you fly into Kansas City or Philadelphia. It's quite common for even major cities where you might have to take a shuttle to change terminals.
Okay, so this inter-airline agreement with baggage is going to make things much easier. Just check your bag. It goes all the way through. So that's one of the new things that you're doing. And then tell us about some of the other things.
Absolutely. We are going to be offering a new aircraft on the route. And the goal there is to find a slightly more economical aircraft to try to bridge the gap to make the air service sustainable for all time. The aircraft we're going to be offering is going to be a Cessna Caravan. It'll actually be slightly newer than the aircraft that you're flying on that the people have experienced right now. And it'll still be turbine equipment. It'll still be operated by the same crews, still the same level of safety, so everything that you come to love and appreciate about Seaport. But the beauty thing is it has far larger baggage allowance. So what we're going to do as a company is translate that to offer that as a free service to the traveling public. So instead of the current baggage limitations, we will match large carriers such as Southwest, where people will bring 250-pound bags on board for free and be able to check them through.
That's a huge thing for people.
Yes.
And cargo rates. You actually offer cargo rates as well.
We do, yeah. That's a service we provide for expedited cargo for within the Seaport system. So anywhere Seaport flies in the Pacific Northwest, you can check. You need to call our 888 number or check online and get the latest cargo rates for the depending on the size of package that you want to ship.
And why don't you tell people where does Seaport fly in the Northwest?
Currently, we serve the store at Warrenton Airport, Newport, Portland, Pendleton, Oregon, and Seattle's downtown Boeing Field Airport.
Okay. There, you're also doing something with fares.
We are indeed. To try to get people inspired to come give us a try, for first-time flyers, we're going to be offering a new $49 fare, so there would be absolutely no reason that you can't afford to give Seaport Airlines a try. And so none of these things that I've described are in place quite yet, but you'll see all of them rolled out all at the same time, the airline baggage agreement, the new baggage allowance, the new aircraft, and the $49 fares, which we expect within the coming weeks.
All right. And Rob, if you have a message about for people who, let's say, would be a little bit trepidatious about flying in a small plane. I personally love small planes. I flew a Cessna myself, and I love flying in a small plane. It's fun. It's the way air travel was meant to be. It's an incredible experience. Some people, though, are concerned about flying in small aircraft. So what do you say to those people?
Well, I say several things. Is that our level of safety, and we're held to the same standards by the Federal Aviation Administration as carriers such as Horizon and SkyWest and some of these other larger carriers. So that everyone knows that our maintenance is inspected, our pilots are inspected, our pilot training is impeccable. But the thing that should give everyone the most solace is there's if there was any safety issue whatsoever, that there's no way a large legacy carrier like U.S. Airways would ever partner with us, that some carrier like that trusts their passengers on Seaport Air as getting the exact same experience should speak volumes on the level of service that we provide.
Well, congratulations on doing that, because that's an excellent thing to for Seaport Airlines and for all of us. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. My guest today is Rob McKenney. Rob is the president of Seaport Airlines. And Seaport Airlines has been flying into the North Coast of Oregon here since March of last year, of 2009, and will be continuing to fly with us until March of 2011, hopefully much, much longer. However, right now, we need to support our hometown airline and realize that in order for our air service to continue here, we need to support them and fly them. So Rob has just been telling us about some of the new things, the larger baggage weights, the inner airline baggage agreements, a new $49 fare for new flyers, a new plane. Rob, Clatsop of Economic Development Resources, they really have a stake in wanting to see you here. Because,
absolutely. Yeah. They've been a great partner for us, and I can't thank them enough for the tireless energy. These people do this just because they care about the community, and that they're not compensated, but they're there with their passion and their great ideas, and they've been a valuable partner for Seaport.
For people who don't know, the Clatsop of Economic Development Resources, or CEDR, their goal is to expand, retain, and recruit businesses and industry, and those businesses and industry ask, do you have air service?
They always do. That's one of the most important things, that for any small community to try to lure business, if there's not air service, that many businesses look at that community as disconnected from the rest of the world.
Would you say that we are different from, you fly into a lot of other small communities. How would you say the North Coast of Oregon differs from some of the other markets that you serve, Rob?
Well, it differs in several positive ways, in that it's just such a beautiful area of the country that I think that as we get our distribution more fully out there, that if people start making vacation decisions from virtually anywhere in the world, that suddenly the north coast of Oregon is now a viable option. So I've been personally trying to focus on getting outsiders into the north coast to spend their dollars in the local community. As it is important for the local business people and local travelers to be able to have an easy exit out of Astoria to go see the rest of the world.
I know that a lot of people feel like drive to Seattle is just, the traffic is fairly monstrous. They spend hours just sitting in stalled traffic. And there are people who have second homes in Seattle who fly from Seattle to Portland, and they can just hop on a plane and be here in Astoria in a matter of, well, how long is the actual flight, Rob?
The actual flight from Astoria to Portland is a quick about 26 minutes, and then a short time on the ground, and then the flight up to Seattle is only 48 minutes.
Well, that makes a lot of sense for people who are commuting on a regular basis. And in terms of the demographics of the people who are flying right now, are they mostly business people? I mean, who's flying in and out of the North Coast right now?
No, I would say it's probably about 60-40. It's more leisure travel right now than it is business folks. So that's the ones that we really want to try to get energized to make sure that they use their hometown airline a little bit more often, make sure it's there for them when they need it.
And I know that in talking with Paulette McCoy, who's the executive director of the Bicentennial, and the fact that we have dignitaries coming from Europe, our sister city is Waldorf, Germany, there are people who will be coming from literally all over the world all during 2011 for the Astoria Bicentennial Celebration. Having airline service that seems really crucial for that period of time.
Oh, absolutely. It's just as it's been a phenomenal boon for Pendleton, Oregon, that they have seen their businesses grow as a result, and ridership to that community has grown. As a matter of fact, in Pendleton right now, Seaport's flying more people than what Horizon did using a 76-seat aircraft. So once the community embraces our service, that it can actually be just a phenomenal asset to the community. And I'm hoping for that for the North Coast as well.
I was going to ask you about Pendleton. So you've just mentioned that Pendleton is going very well. That of course is a very long drive for a lot of people from Portland. And so Pendleton is going well. And how is Pendleton? How does that compare to Newport? And how does Newport compare to Astoria? How do we all fit? Those are your Oregon. Basically, that's where you're flying in Oregon.
Sure. Well, Pendleton's doing phenomenally well, and we've had an extra year for that service to develop. So it's not really fair to compare the Central or North Coast to Pendleton, but Astoria's probably doing about half of what Pendleton is doing. Newport's doing about half of what Pendleton's doing, and then, you know, Astoria is still struggling just a little bit. But, I have every confidence that we're going to get there in short order, especially with these new initiatives that we're going to be implementing.
And how are you letting people know about these new initiatives? Because obviously, I mean, certainly being on this program and talking with the newspapers, obviously the internet is a way people find out about things. Do you have a particular marketing strategy you're going to be using to reach people to let them know about these new initiatives?
Well, certainly it's going to be a combination of all things. We're probably going to have some spots in the Daily Astoria, and definitely we're using tools like Google Analytics to make sure that internet searches provide people with all the pertinent information. It'll be on our website. We're also looking at a partnership with Cedar to maybe place yard signs out in the community to let people know that this service is here and available. And we're even probably going to trade a position in someone's yard for a discount, but we're still in negotiations with Cedar on how all that would work.
Oh, you mean kind of like the save our swimming pool, save our local airline, save our hometown
exactly,
airline,
yes.
Kind of like the swimming pool. Okay, well, the swimming pool is a huge success, actually. And Rob, I guess airlines today have to really deal with, you know, the fear that passengers might have about flying, but also about, you know, all of the security and the risk, although people still need airline service. And you said that you wanted to get into this because you thought you were providing an important service. I mean, when someone has a family member who's ill, I mean, what would we do if we couldn't fly?
Well, absolutely. And you know, people sometimes long for the old times when other carriers were here, but I guess my point is they're not there anymore. And, we're here to stay. Seaport Airlines is a local Oregon-based airline. There's not been an Oregon-based airline in decades. So serving Oregon is extremely important to us in making sure that rural communities in Oregon have air service, and we just want to be a phenomenal partner with the community.
As we talked about earlier, a lot of people, of course, when you go to a larger airport now, people say, oh, I have to fly, not I'm looking forward to flying, whereas I personally like to look to fly in a small plane, and so I would look forward to that. But we just don't have the train service, really, that Europe has. And we have huge distances to cover in America and certainly in the West. So you see that airlines are here for the long haul, obviously, even though I know that they have all been impacted by the economy.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a struggle, and there's reorganization ahead. But one of the beautiful things about Seaport Airlines is that the business model that we've selected provides so much more efficiency than what the large carriers are ever able to provide. We are able to serve small communities at a fare and a frequency that actually serves their needs, but that still makes it viable for us to succeed in that marketplace. Whereas the cost structure of most major airlines are 50% driven about fuel. I read a statistic recently where American Airlines, for every one penny change in the price of fuel, changes their daily profit by $250 million. Whereas Seaport Airlines, it's only 25% of our total cost is fuel-driven because of the kind of aircraft that we operate.
That's a shocking figure.
Yes.
What about pets? A lot of people are traveling with their pets. How is Seaport Air friendly to animals? How does that work?
We absolutely are friendly to animals. There is a modest pet fee that we do impose, and there's obviously a limit to how large. I mean, if you have a pet caribou, we can't accommodate that. But for reasonable-sized pets, that we absolutely can bring them on the cabin, and it's not a problem at all.
Now, are you going to bring anything back from Juneau? I mean, are you going to bring back any? Of course, we have salmon here. That you have salmon there. What would you bring back from Juneau?
Not
a caribou. You just said no caribous, Terry.
No caribou. Yeah, I don't know. I come to Juneau probably about once every 6 weeks to check in the division we have up here, and I've got my house and my office pretty decked out with Alaska stuff already. So I probably will come back sans gift this time.
And how are flights in Alaska? How is that all going?
It's going phenomenally as well. That Alaska is a very unique community where they're very isolated, and air service isn't just a nicety or a luxury; it's a necessity. Our Wings of Alaska division is the only lifeline some people have. That there's the ferry and there's us. There's no way to drive these communities. So we bring in U.S. Mail, we bring in UPS, we bring in FedEx, we bring in Costco. You name it, we're the only way for them to get to the doctor. So we are definitely a part of the fabric of the community up here.
And of course, we have a huge connection with Alaska because our fishermen who are fishing here in the Columbia River, many of them are in Alaska right now fishing for the summer in Bristol Bay and in other places. And so they are no doubt, you know, flying on the Wings of Alaska as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of funny with the connection that we have all over the country. When we just recently opened up a service in Salina, Kansas, our very first passenger that flew from Kansas City into Salina started his trip in Astoria. He flew on Seaport Airlines to Astoria, got on another airline, flew to Kansas City, and then was back on Seaport Airlines to finish his trip to Salina as our very first passenger. So it was a very unique experience.
Well, were you familiar with Astoria before you started flying here? Because I'm always amazed when I travel how everyone seems to have some sort of an Astoria connection or story. I was just coming back from the Governor's Conference on Tourism, and I took the back roads and went to Smith Rock, and I stopped at a gas station and started chatting with the gentleman there, and he said, where are you from? I said, Astoria. He said, oh, I love Astoria. I spent my youth there, and I always want to go back, but I'm here in the desert now, and do you remember, is that still there? And he asked, people have great affection and memories about Astoria, and what was your image of Astoria before you started flying here?
Well, I've lived in 9 states as a result of the career that I've chosen, and Oregon and Washington being the last two that I've lived in. So the Pacific Northwest is actually the last place I've been able to develop, been able to see and really experience. So my experience of Astoria actually has been from all the awesome movies that's been filmed there between Kindergarten Cop and Goonies. It just seemed like just a beautiful little community that actually I thought was portrayed fairly accurately in the movies.
And actually, Seaport Air was just featured on PD Exposed. There was a Lon brought, had his limo and took John Olsen out and picked him up at the airport. And you could see Seaport Air sitting right there at the Estero Airport. You know, we only have a couple of minutes left here, Rob. So let people know how they can find out more about Seaport Airlines. And also, is there any last thing you'd like to tell the listening audience?
Absolutely. We've tried to make it as easy as absolutely possible to come find our tickets. You can just give us a call at 888-573-2767. Visit us at seaportairlines.com. You can come find us on expedia.com or kayak.com, or you can go to any one of your local travel agents, which will be able to hook you up. And even right now, our local travel agent will be able to build an itinerary out of Astoria to anywhere else you want to go in the whole world. And I guess, Donna, the last thing that I want to leave your listeners with is just come give us a try. That Seaport Airlines truly is your hometown and home state airline, and we truly care about the North Coast community. We know how important air service is, and we are doing everything in our best power to make sure that air service is sustainable. But we need your help. We need you to come give us a try. Come see how what an awesome experience it is. How much relaxing and how much fun it is to actually go fly to wherever you next want to go.
We need to support our hometown airline. We need to remain connected. It's very important in today's world that we are connected. And certainly during the hurricane of 2007, after that, I mean, obviously, we need air service. There's just no question about it, Rob. And people also can go to the Astoria Airport, the Astoria Warrington Airport. If you haven't been there, I really encourage you to go. Is there someone at your desk there pretty much every day then?
Absolutely. For the times that we are flying, you can always find someone there at the desk. And typically it's Deborah Edwards. And I recommend everyone just go say hi to Deborah.
Okay, go say hi to awesome. Deborah Edwards at the Astoria Warrington Airport. And right now people can find out about your flight schedule because I know we're getting down on our time here. But I think you have 3 flights a day now from Astoria to Portland and back and forth. Is that correct?
Two flights a day. Early morning, 6:30 to connect, and then another one at 12:50.
Okay, great. All right. And thank you so much, Rob, for this update. And we do want to keep you flying. We want to keep you sustainable, and we want to support our hometown airline. So thanks for being receptive and responsive to community needs. And enjoy Juneau. I hope it warms up for you up there a little bit.
Thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you so much, Rob. Well, I want to thank all of you who listened to Talk of Our Towns. That was Rob McKinney, Seaport Airlines. And Terry, thank you very much. Our wonderful engineer, Terry Wilson, who is not going to bring a caribou back on a Seaport Air flight. But who knows what he might sneak onto the plane. And I also want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Talk of Our Towns airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KMUN Astoria and KTCB in Tillamook. And it also is live streaming on the web at www.coastradio.org. It's also repeated on KCPB 90.9 at 8:30 p.m. each Wednesday evening. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.